We all can use some encouragement, and we'll find it on the Tuesday edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring Dr. Don Wilton. It's exciting today as we pick up where we left off yesterday, talking about one thing and the one thing that can change everything. That's coming up in just a moment, but Dr. Don wants me to remind you we're here for you. We can connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's a long URL, but once you kind of get a hold of it, it's okay. Theencouragingword.org. Or pick up the phone and call in. We would love to speak with you, to pray with you, to help connect you with resources that'll help you grow in God's encouraging word every day at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now let's open our hearts and God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton. The Encouraging
Word. So here we are. God is saying to us, don't covet one thing. You and I find ourselves all the time saying, if we could just have one more thing, just one more. If I could just have one more. And what God is trying to say to us here is he's saying you need to be set free from this insatiable lust that you have in your heart to accumulate and to have what everybody else has. And we are being bombarded. Everybody looks at the television screen. That's why these shows are so popular, and I'm not criticizing all these. Reality shows today are the order of the day, aren't they? It satisfies something within us, but it leaves us unsatisfied. We want to look like somebody else. There are models of excellence, and so we become absolutely crazy about it. If you take something like health, there are some people who go absolutely ballistic over an insatiable desire, a lust to have sculptured bodies. Now, I know there are just hundreds of men looking at me right now saying, if I could just have a body like Don, I'd be made. I know that. And what God is saying is, be satisfied with who you are. But that being satisfied with who you are does not in and of itself say, well, you know what? This is just the way I've made. You know, when God made me, I just have a propensity to put on weight and to get out of shape and to be unhealthy. Therefore, God made me that way. Therefore, I don't care. That's equally sinful in God's sight. So God's not saying, take care of yourself. He's saying, do something about it. Take care of yourself. But don't develop an insatiable, unhealthy desire to do something that somebody else has done or that somebody else has. And step outside of the parameters that God has made you to be. So, here's how I want to present this to you today. If that being the case, thou shalt not covet. God looking down upon the people, he's looking at us down in our cities and in our homes. And, you know, I often wonder to myself, I wonder what it is that God sees when he looks at us today. Now, folks, I know this is a tough statement to say. We are so materialistic in our world today. Materialism is not doing us well in America. If you want to know and see how much we have, just get on a plane and go and do a mission trip to some other parts of the world. You know, go to Haiti, go to India, go to Africa. But you don't even have to do that. You can go into the neighborhoods of almost every city in America and you'll discover right away when it comes to people who have less than you have. And we live in a world today that we are so driven by the homes and the cars and the things. That's why we're so deeply in debt. We just can't stop ourselves. If I was to do a survey here today, which obviously I'm not going to do. I think it may surprise us how many people right now, listening right now, are seriously in debt. Your in is exceeding your out, and your out's exceeding your in. You're spending so much more than what you take in. And the reason you're doing that, and if the reason is that you're doing that, is that all you're doing it for is in order to have. You need to ask yourself this question about coveting. So what does the 10th commandment do for us? Why would God have said, you must not covet? Don't lust after. Don't try to possess things that don't belong to you, that are not part of God's plan for you. Why be content with where you are and who you are? This is why. This is what the 10th commandment does for us. Number one, it warns us. God's issuing a warning. It's a very severe warning. And God does that. He warns us. Just like parents would turn to a child and say to a child, listen, see that fire over there? Don't stick your hand in that fire, because if you do, it's going to hurt you. God loves us. He loves you. He's warning us. He's saying, don't fall into the trap of covetousness. Number two, it equalizes us. It equalizes us. This 10th commandment equalizes us. It puts us all not on the same level economically. It doesn't put us all equal on the same level materially. What it does, it equalizes us in terms of how God sees us equally. God loves us. God loves you. The Lord loves you. You and I are fearfully, wonderfully, and uniquely made in His presence. Number three, it alleviates us. It lifts a burden from us. Now, I'm just saying this on a personal level, and I'm going to show you how I think you can do this. You need to be set free from this. This commandment here alleviates you. It will lift a burden from your heart. It'll stop you from being so besotted all the time. Folks, listen, do you know how many dads there are who are so driven by covetousness in their work habitation that they neglect their sons and daughters? It's one reason why some of you never take a proper vacation. And I challenge you in that. Some of you today, you've got children who need you to get down there and to give them unbridled, focused attention. The reason you don't do that is because you are so coveting materialism. You've got to have more at any cost. And so you devalue your children. And that's horrific, isn't it? Because if you go up to most people today and say, do you devalue their children? They say, oh, are you silly? But your actions are showing it. And when you do go on vacation, you cannot put down that computer of yours. Go to the beach. I love to go to the beach during the summertime. You go to the beach, walk along a beach and see how many people, particularly dads, but not exclusively, are sitting on beaches with their gadgets. I mean, it is one person after another. And there's little children, that little girl, little boy, building sandcastles, and dad sitting there on the phone. That's what he's doing. Can't get away from those emails. Some of you people are even going to watch your kids play ball games. Go to a ball game and watch the number of parents sitting up there working on their cell phones, sending text messages. Your kids know that you're not watching them. And you know where that comes from. It's a desire. It's just you and I are so driven by everything else, by wanting to be everyone, by making more, by cult. I really think the Lord gave this to us to warn us and equalize us, alleviate us. But it also affirms us. The 10th commandment affirms us. Why does it affirm us? Because what God is affirming here is our individual worth. It affirms us. It holds us. It holds us intact. When I ask the Lord to remove this insatiable desire of mine to have more and to be more and to go more and to accumulate more and to accomplish more, that unhealthy desire, I'm not talking about ambition, not talking about desire, I'm not talking about dissatisfaction, I'm not talking about striving, I'm not talking about incentive. I'm not talking about doing my absolute best to improve my standard and my lot and my station in life. I'm talking about that unhealthy desire of mine, which is why so many of you come home so late, night after night after night after night. You need to draw a line in the sand. And some of you, God has blessed you so much. You are blessed. And you still never stop to smell the roses because you are so besotted about having to get more. That's coveting. And what God does is He holds us. It's time for you to draw a line in the sand and be satisfied with where you are. Actually, when you get to that point, you actually end up, I don't know how it works, but you end up getting more anyway. Doing more, accomplishing more. It's God's law. But when it's an unhealthy desire, He saps your energy. So what is the 10th commandment? It holds us. It values us because it takes us back to God's purpose for every single one of us. It focuses us on Christ. I find in it that you and I have to keep on saying, Lord, I just want to look, I want to be focused on You. Kind of like Peter on the Sea of Galilee, you know, and looking around. Folks, there are sharks everywhere waiting to gobble us up. So how do you respond in a godly way to a commandment like this? What I want to know is how can I respond in a godly way to this issue of coveting, to having an unhealthy desire to have what everybody else has that's not mine to have. Number one, pray. You might have guessed that one, eh? Talk to the Lord about it. Number two, take inventory. Take inventory. Take stock. Only you can do that. Nobody can do that for you. Take stock. Ask yourself. Ask yourself what it is you're trying to do, where it is you're going, how much time you're spending. What time are you leaving to go? When are you coming back? What quality of time are you spending with your family? Don't be besotted, man. You need to just chill out a little bit. Stop this mad rush that you're in. Life is not just about making money and having more motor cars. And some of you are so covetous, you cannot stop yourself buying new clothes every week, and you don't have the money to do it. That's coveting. So every time you go into the store, you get out the plastic. It's so easy today. We'll just put it on a card. That's coveting. Can you afford it? Do you absolutely need it? You know, I've got to the point, so what if somebody writes me a letter and said, you know, you wore that tie 2 weeks ago. I mean, so what? Rudy toot toot toot. Don't let the world squeeze you and force you to do things that you don't need to be doing. Don't get yourself tied up in a knot, folks. This is not a pageant we're living in. This is real life. Pray, take inventory. Number three, determine to be satisfied. Determine to be satisfied.
You're listening to the Encouraging Word broadcast, and each and every day it's our joy to share these teachings from Dr. Don with you and begin a conversation. It's the first volley, so to speak, as we converse together about God's Word and how it is a fuel to the way we live our lives. Spending time in God's Word every single day is mission critical for us at the ministry, and so therefore we're very busy making opportunities for you to do the same thing. One of those is the Daily Encouraging Word. I mentioned it at the beginning of the broadcast, but didn't have time to tell you all the details. This special email, absolutely free, of course, and there's even a hard copy for those of you that like to have it over your visor and carpool line or wherever you'd like to stick into your Bible. If you want a real copy, a physical copy, just write to us at the Encouraging Word, Post Office Box 21. 110 Spartanburg, South Carolina, or go to our website, theencouragingword.org. That's probably the easiest way. You can even call us at 866-899-9673 and ask for your copy. Or if you'd like, and if you'd love to text for just a second, it won't take but a moment, to text the word daily to 30500. All of this about getting God's Word in our email box every single day, and let it be an encouragement to you. Again, just text the word daily to 30500, and we'll send you a quick link. You'll sign up, and you'll be receiving those emails from Dr. Don every day. Or if you'd like that physical copy, call us at 866-899-9673. It's absolutely free. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
Make that decision today. Lord Jesus, I am making a decision, determined to be satisfied. Number four, refresh your vision. You see, coveting's not about vision. God's Word says without vision, you're going to perish. Vision is a God-given ability to look ahead and to strive to be where God wants you to be. So refresh your vision. Number five, develop your strategy. Develop a strategy about that house that you want. Some of you young couples, be very careful. You don't have to have everything the day you get married. Let me just run that by again. You don't have to have the house, three cars, double garage, and the yacht down at Hilton Head the day you get married. You don't have to have that. And if it means you got to lose the Joneses, well, then lose it, because you don't need to keep up the Joneses, with all due respect to the Joneses in our church. Develop your strategy. Number six, try the door. If I had a big old door here, remember we're talking about coveting now, how to approach this in a godly manner, because God said don't covet. Try the door. By the way, God opens doors. I've had a whole lot of questions on how to know the will of God, so I'm going to be looking at that in our series coming up. But try the door. God opens doors and He closes doors. If it's open, walk through it. If it's closed, say, okay, Lord, it's closed. Not give me something, I'm going to bash this door down. Try the door. Number seven, accept God's decision. Just accept what God has done. And number eight, move to action. By the way, action for the Christian involves three things. It involves refining where you've come from. It involves accepting where you are. And it involves claiming what God has put before you. So there's refining, there's acceptance, and there is claiming when it comes to doing what God wants you to do. That's not coveting. So I want to bring this all together and give you the three golden rules. Can I do that? Here they are, three golden rules. Number one, golden rule number one, be satisfied with who you are. God said don't covet. So the golden rule number one is be satisfied with who you are. You are one incredibly special person in the sight of God, all of us individually. Just be satisfied with who you are. Number two, be content with what you have. Let me tell you, my friends, it doesn't matter what you and I do. There will always be those who have more than you and me, always. Because we're all individual people. And for those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus, there are some who have a little bit more and a lot more, and some who have a little bit less and a lot less. Just be satisfied with what you have. Be satisfied with who you are. Be content with what you have. You don't have to build that new house, do you? You don't have to drive a brand new spanking car. You've spent all these years paying off the one you've got. Why have you got to have a brand new car and get another payment if you can't afford it? If you can afford it, go and get your new car. Be satisfied with who you are. Be content with what you have. And number three, the big one, be grateful to the Lord in everything. Just be grateful to the Lord. You know, I know this sounds very simplistic. You know, God said, He said, look, come up on the mountain, don't covet. Don't covet your neighbor's possessions. Don't lust after. Don't have an unhealthy desire for things that you don't have that don't belong to you. But be the best you can be. God will just lift a burden from your heart. He'll just set you free. Actually, I think it's a spiritual irony. I think the more you and I, and listen to this word, the more we relax in our faith, the more we are satisfied with who we are, and the more we are content with what we have, and the more we express just deep spiritual gratitude to the Lord Jesus for everything that He's done. Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful to You. Thank You for giving me life. Thank You for saving me. Thank You for forgiving me. Thank You for giving me my home, and thank You for my family, and thank You for this. Just an attitude of gratitude. I'm just telling you. So what am I willing to do? I want to be satisfied with who I am and content with what I have and grateful to the Lord. And Lord, I want to be the absolute best. You know, I'm not going to lay it down. I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to ever retire, because I want to absolutely go to the finish line full tilt. But Lord, please help me not to have an unhealthy desire to accumulate and to acquire and to be everything else to everybody else. So what's important to you today? What is the thing that's driving you this week? Jesus said, just come to me. I think He had in mind God on the top of a mountain saying, hey, y'all. See, my southern is good too. Hey, all of you people that I made and created, why don't you just listen to me? Come up here on the mountain. And when you step up onto the mountain, you're going to lay aside everything else. And I tell you, what I'm going to accomplish in and through you is going to be something that you couldn't even begin to imagine. Because if I'm for you, who can be against you? Don't covet. Be cool. Give your life to Christ. You're the best because He made you. And He's got great things in store for you. Lord Jesus, I join with a lot of my friends today. People everywhere today, Lord, who just are meaning business with You. It's so refreshing just to get back to base, back where we need to be. Lord, You help us to do that. It's strange how You take us up on the mountain and yet at the same time You lead us down in the valley. And You hold our hands and You guide us. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
And if the Lord has spoken to you through our pastor today, I pray that you would not let this moment pass without taking the next step. The Lord is leading you to draw a line in the sand, to make a decision that would change the way you live out tomorrow in the sense of the way we lived out yesterday. And if God has done that, boy, I would just covet with you that we could pray you through that next step. It's our great joy to get connected, whether it's keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org or on the phone at 866-899-WORD. I talked to a friend the other day who called in and said, you know, I never thought I would call in some radio preacher. And we're much more than just a radio preacher. We're a ministry that are committed to encouraging you 24 hours a day, whether you're listening online, listening on the radio, watching on television. We have a network of team members that at 2 o'clock in the morning, we stand ready to take your call because we believe in the power of prayer. We have been changed by what God is doing in our lives, and we're so excited to share how God can change you as well. Let's talk. 866-899-9673. I know sometimes you go, I'd rather go keyboard to keyboard. We can do that as well online at theencouragingword.org. And before we get away, I want to say thank you to so many who are standing alongside with us. As a matter of fact, Dr. Don has a special message for you.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner with me. Together we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
The number Dr. Wilton was referring to is this one, our 866-899-WORD number. If you want to jot it down or store it in your cell, we would love to stay connected with you, pray for you, hear from you about your opportunities to become encouragers at 866-899-9673. Once more, 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with you and hear from you. Let's get connected. Until tomorrow's edition of The Encouraging Word, have a blessed day.
You guys have been a great inspiration to me, and I just wanted to call and say that you guys have lifted my heart. Every time I listen to you, Dr. Wilton, you brought me out of so many times when I felt down. And I just want to thank you so much. And I'll be listening again. Thank you.